short testimonies of people's salvation experience or how God has moved in their lives and hearts. Let's listen.
While visiting my family this summer in Guatemala, we had a horrendous experience at the beach. My 22-year-old son and I were sitting by the shore, and I was videoing the beach and waves. In a short moment, I saw a little dot in my camera while I was recording, and I realized to my horror, that was my son. When I heard him screaming, "Mom, Mom," I didn't see that a strong riptide pulled him into the ocean, since he was just sitting next to me a moment ago. I heard him shouting, "Mom, Mom," and then the shouting stopped. I couldn't see my son nor hear. The panic you feel in that moment is overwhelming. The shock, the disbelief that this is really happening. I didn't know what to do. I wanted to go in the water and save him, but the lifeguard wouldn't let me. He said, "If you go in, you will never come out alive." So I had to ask for help from the only one who would be able to save my son, and that was Jesus. I started screaming, "Jesus, push him out! Jesus, push him out!" I was screaming to the top of my lungs with complete sincerity in what I will describe as desperate and emergency prayer. Long story short, the ocean pushed, brought my son back to shore. The lifeguard, my brother-in-law, and I were able to get in the water and get him out. The guard revived my unconscious son. Later that night, my son told me he didn't have the strength to keep swimming and was giving up. At the moment, he felt like someone was pushing him. He felt two hands on his back pushing him. That's all he can remember before passing out. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is our strength and help in time of trouble. If you ever feel like you are drowning for real or in any part of your life, the Lord Jesus is always there to save us, to help us, to guide us, and to give us the strength we need in time of trouble. He is our Lord and Savior. And this day, He saved my son from drowning.
We hope this has blessed and encouraged you. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. So, what's your story?